title at least is we'll see. That's right. They will see what comes out of it anyhow. I believe in myself, and what I believe is my choice. And inspired I was to this for this talk by one of our students in Africa. She once wrote in one of her tape reviews about her daughter. Her daughter, who she sent away to college in another town somewhere in the state, in the country. And she would come home again for holidays. And mother would unpack her luggage, and she would find all the medicine that she had packed for her daughter to go to that college, untouched in that backpack or in that luggage. So she asked her, "Hey, I see that you haven't used any of that medicine that I gave to you, and you know as just as much as I know that the area in where this college is very dangerous in regards to certain illnesses, and that's why I have put it in your backpack. Why is it that you didn't take it?" So the daughter looks at her straight in the face and said, "Mom, you know that I don't need this medicine. You have taught me that. You have taught me that I am always surrounded by my pure white light of love wherever I am. And you know that I know that I don't need this medicine. And I've never been ill one day." Wow. What an example that mom is. But it doesn't end there. Because soon thereafter, she wrote again about her daughter. She said, "I was thinking about purity, and that in my opinion, purity or not purity, unpure thoughts are merely judgment. And I have," she said, "and I can say that of myself too, experienced that often, that when I looked at people or couples, that I looked at them and I thought, how the heck could they ever fall in love with each other? What the heck did they see in the other?" And then she said, "Well, the same just happened to me now with my daughter. You know, my daughter, she appears so fragile, so gentle and soft, yet smart and intelligent and loving. And people call her innocent because she has an innocence and a naivete about her. And now she comes home with a man, introduces him as her fiancé, and the family thinks, what the heck did she look at? That man appears to be a very boisterous young man, very self-confident, very quick-tempered, a man who knows it all." And Sibyl, that's our student, she says to her daughter, "What did you or do you see in that man?" And her daughter says, "Mom, he is my man. He is my choice. He's charming, kind-hearted. He's loving. He is so loving. He is so wonderful." And Sibyl thinks to herself, yes, that's what purity is all about. love is blind to everything that is unlike itself. And Sybil's daughter could only see in her fiancé that what she was. And she stood up for it. And as much as I have already heard and read about Sybil's daughter, that's what she will live in her life. The family wanted to stop that marriage. They all objected to that man. But Sybil said, hey, who am I here? I am the example. I know the principles. And I know that my world is a reflection of myself. Can I see less than what I have taught my daughter, to see purity in the world, to see purity in everything that surrounds me, that surrounds her? And she started to look with the pure eyes of her daughter at the future husband, at her future son-in-law. And they had and celebrated a great wedding. And they live happily ever after. And so it is.